singing was good.
I laughed. Thank you.
This is Malcolm Ross of Joseph K. You're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Name, Patty Boom. Host of Vinyl Freedom. Where? WGXC. When? Every first and third Tuesday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. What? Streaming online at WGXC.org. What? Tune in for a genre shakedown. All kinds of choice cuts of wax for you and yours to listen to. Dig it.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Crisafulli Brothers Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Upstate New York's home services company since 1993. Red Carpet Service and Solutions. For more information, visit CRISBRO.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Alyssa Levy and Adam Ames in Brooklyn, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to the Hudson Cafe. So glad you could be here today. I'm Maria Manhattan, and we have, of course, a wonderful show lined up for you. You know, it is Gay Pride Month. We are well into the month of June. So I thought we absolutely must tip our hats to Gay Pride. And I would like to dedicate this show to Martha Ann Alito. She is Supreme Court Justice Alito's wife, who loves flying flags. But, you know, she just recently complained that neighbors of hers would be flying a gay flag, and she was going to have to endure looking at a rainbow flag for the rest of the month. So, Martha Ann, this one's for you. And let's have Lady Gaga explain a few things to her.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby.
Oh!
whether you're broke or evergreen, your black, white face, your left descent, your Lebanese, your Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast for leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born this way.
Stop.
Aw, the great Amy Winehouse pining for Valerie. I hope Mrs. Alito's been listening because, you know, maybe she'll pick up a few tips here. We have, stepping up to the mic now, the one and only Ella Fitzgerald from her Cole Porter songbook. What is this thing called love?
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love. Just who can solve its mystery? Why should it make a fool of me? I saw you there one wonderful day. You took my heart and threw it away. That's why I asked the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing? What banks fail in Yonkers?
long as you got a kiss that conquers. Why should I care? Life is one long jubilee. So long as I care for you.
Anita O'Day. Here's Frank Sinatra.
In the still of the night, as I gaze out of my window at the moon in its flight, my thoughts all stray.
Another Cole Porter song. You know, gay composers have given us some of our most enduring love songs, some of them being about forbidden love, love that at that time had to exist in the shadows or, as Frank Sinatra just said, in the still of the night. You know, Cole Porter really was a master at coding his own longings in his music. Here's Irving Anderson and his Commanders with a 1928 recording of Cole Porter's Let's Misbehave.
Let's Misbehave. alone, no chaperone can get our number. The world's in slumber, let's misbehave. There's something wild about you, child, that's so contagious. Let's be outrageous, let's misbehave. When Adam won his hand, he wouldn't stand for teasing. He didn't care about those apples out of season. They say the spring means just one thing to little lovebirds. We're not above birds. Let misbehave. Let's misbehave. Let's misbehave. If you would be just sweet and only meet your fate, dear, would be the great event of 1928, dear. Let's misbehave.
Well, Billy Strayhorn was the composer most closely associated with Duke Ellington. He wrote many of his hits, including the Duke Ellington Orchestra's signature song, A-Train. Billy wrote music and lyrics, and his song Lush Life is such a testament to his talents. He began writing it, believe it or not, when he was 16 years old and living with his poor family in Pittsburgh. It's such a sophisticated song, and I think it really speaks to this young gay man's melancholy and longing for the glamorous life. See what you think.
One relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant gay traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day. Then you came along with your siren of song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Again, I was wrong. Again.
to smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely.
That was Nat King Cole. Here's Laura Nero.
Love to be
Oh, the wonderful Lauren Nero. So you're in the Hudson Cafe. I'm Maria Manhattan here at WGXC Community Radio. We serve the Hudson Valley and points way beyond that. And I am broadcasting from our new studio in Catskill, New York. And it's an absolute pleasure to be in this lovely new space. We're celebrating Gay Pride Month on this day in June. And I'm playing a few tunes written by some of our greatest composers, many of whom happen to be gay and perhaps invested more meaning in their songs than we realize. Here's a song by Rodgers and Hart. Lorenz Hart was one of our greatest lyricists. And think My Funny Valentine, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, The Lady is a Tramp, Where or When. He wrote a million tunes. This is Loudon Wainwright from his album I'd Rather Lead a Band with a Rodgers and Hart tune. It's called A Ship Without a Sail.
Thank you.
Here's a Noel Coward song that has been recorded by many wonderful female singers and has finally been recorded by a man. Adam Lambert is Mad About the Boy. Well, we are going in a whole other direction now, a complete change of pace as we enter the realm of the ridiculous. Here is the original cast from The Producers with their number, Keep It Gay.
Did you get a chance yet to read Springtime for Hitler?
Read it? I devoured it. And I find it remarkable.
Remarkable! Then you'll do it.
Do it? Of course not. It's not my kind of thing. I mean, Max, please. World War II? Ooh, too dark. Too depressing.
The theater's so obsessed with drama so depressed. It's hard to sell a ticket on Broadway. Show should be more pretty. Show should be more witty. Show should be more... What's the word?
Gay?
Exactly. No matter what you do. Stage, keep it light, keep it bright, keep it gay. Whether it's murder, mayhem, or rage, don't complain, it's a pain, keep it gay.
People want laughter when they see a show. The last thing they're after is a litany of woe.
A happy ending will pep up your play. Oedipus won't bomb
if he winds up in mom.
Keep it gay,
keep it gay,
keep it gay. Couldn't agree more, and you have our blessings, Roger, to make Springtime for Hitler just as gay as anyone could possibly want. So come on, do it for us, please.
I'm sorry, but it's simply not my cup of tea.
Still, fair is fair. Perhaps I should ask my production team what they think.
Your production team will love it. You'll see, they all live here.
Keep it gay.
Here's my costume design. Careful.
And from the musical Hairspray.
Thank you.
Well, let me compose myself. Let me sit back down. All that dancing around the studio. That was from Hairspray. What a great show. And no, you can't stop the beat. That's the deal. We go forward. Let me see. I think I have something. Okay. Yeah. We are going to go out now with George Michael and his wonderful song, Freedom. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the Hudson Cafe today. I sure hope Mrs. Alito enjoyed our show. You know, as both Popeye and Jerry Herman have said, I am what I am. And I am Maria Manhattan, thanking you for listening. Peace to us all. Keep dancing. And love, love, love. I'll see you next time.